Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, so everybody get in. This involves you. This involves your life. This involves the community, the environment in which you live in, the world in which we live. The world, still a lot to do to basically create that heaven on earth, that paradise in the here and now, and it's time for us to do that. Well, it's 7:30 on the dot. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one, the only. There better not be another one.
Okay.
Yes, I was just going to introduce you.
My bad, peoples. You know how it happens sometimes.
All right. Please, get involved with what we're talking about. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Get involved. Get in the cause. Get into it.
You're really just one, man. You know. In private. Come on, let's try it again.
Oh, yeah, okay. On the other side of this line is the one, the only, there better not be another one, comedian Organic OK.
I'm the other one. I'm the other OK. So what are we going to do, man? We got two OKs on the line. What's going on?
No, there is only one. All right. Hey, tell me, Organic, what ways have you basically been helping your own community?
Now, to me, when I hear someone say community, I feel like I'm biased. I'm really biased when people say they community. And it's like, I feel like their community is more than their community. I don't think it's limited by just them. And, you know what I mean? It's like, in our life, listen to this. We're inspired by so many different people that's outside of our community, right? And a lot of people, you don't actually know. Some people you do know. Some people do study it, be like, well, I know the person I like and look up to and I care about, I know where they're from, right? But a lot of people don't want to know what people they really, really care about. They don't know where they're from. They just say, oh, I just really identify with this person, right? And that should be said. Think about it. As the person you really, really, really cared about, and you really, really helped that community. I'm like the most organic bias. I want to help other people's community as much as I have the time to, right? Now, this is the thing here. You got to understand this, right? I've been in communities that are cross-contaminated, right?
Yes, cross-contaminated.
Right?
Yeah,
and
they were
so biased, and you know, channelism to people that change the community. They would get up on you. You know what I mean? If you can tell the difference between these things that's called community practice, right? You got people that come into community, celebrity comes to community, the celebrity can wear some clothes, and people say, "Oh, but who's that dude? Oh, that's such and such," but he got some clothes on. So they go get their piece or whatever. They kill the celebrity that because he got clothes on that look like whatever kind of clothes that is inappropriate in that community. Or a celebrity do something, take pictures or videos, and they kill him or try to kill him because they're taking videos or pictures to possibly spread awareness to change that situation. But because people can be culturally and, you know, got certain type of, you know, discrimination, you got too many oppositions. And you think, people just think it's the community politics from up. It's politics all around the clock. So the politics, you know, people don't know what to think about is disabled politics. Disabled politics and people that, now, check this out.
I'm checking it out.
Have you ever heard a story where the person goes to work disabled, go to work maybe 25 minutes to an hour, always there, been there for 20, 15 years plus, and always been at least 30 minutes or plus early? And if this person wasn't disabled, this person probably wasn't the most consistent. And, you know, if you get to your job early, every time early, and it's not questioned that you won't, you know what I mean? That's no more instant deal of time. You can leave work an hour early. I'm going to leave for work an hour early. Depending on where you stay, after it happened, depending on some people stay on, you know, these roads and take, you know, they got to go around, and it's only, you know, you got to cross bridges. It's all different types of obstacles, right? And it doesn't prevent them to actually get there as much as they want to early, right? So to get to work early, 30 minutes, 45 minutes early and more, for 15, 20 years straight, and you work every day of the week, that's what I mean, it's an exceptional situation, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so what I'm saying to you is, there's some people out there that's not even getting the credit. It's like, oh, yeah, that dude right there, he's just there 15, 20 minutes. Like, and that's, you know, kind of like people aim to have that kind of, like, you don't realize society, and what they did was they spread a massive app and help you as everybody looked at disabled people being shunned and missed, you know, or they getting all these resources. I wish they get that. Now people are getting the resources, and those people are more into the resources than disabled people. Disabled people are somewhat, I'm glad I'm not getting resources like this, though. I'm glad. And I realize these things people want in general, bro. People want to have something to help them, make it a little simpler for them. See, because everybody, look at this. We're not getting into this disabled thing right now. It's because this guy on the phone, his name is Talk Dude. And he's in a capacity of dealing with people. A lot of people around the nation don't know this guy. Right? Mm-hmm. Some have seen him in other countries. These people know him in other countries. How they know him in other countries, right? Because as we pit together different platforms, spread it around, they don't know how he looks. They know this guy's like, who is this guy? People know him, but don't know him. And if they know this is the guy behind this, and God do this, and God do this, and God do that, they'll wake up their thoughts and like, oh, so damn, I didn't even know that. So, but when he's on his way to be a hermit to spreading happiness that people can find him, like, as much as he don't want to be disabled and be talked about disabled, he make it accessible for people that would like to hear him, don't hear him, because he go out his way to compromise the actual life and the bridge that people don't understand. I'm like, if disabled people in certain capacities was represented as refugees, why are you trying to keep these people across, like, not letting them across the border? Like, are you just letting the people be locked in, emotionally locked into this space, you know? You're not allowing them to go across and change a lot of people's lives that wouldn't know this person. Yeah, they got something going on with them, but this person changed their life for the better. And I've seen some people in my life before this, before I know Talk Dude, right? Before I know him, I've seen some amazing people that were disabled. I know somebody's scamming us on disabled people, scamming us, telling us what disabled people can't do.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who basically, I was going to say, there's a lot of people out there who basically are just trying to think if we just thin out the herd a little more.
Sure, sir. Stop talking about disabled people like they're guests, sir. You talk to disabled people like they're guests. They got you'd be surprised. It's wealthy disabled people, bro. So stop talking about disabled people. I don't like, I get offended by you talking about disabled people. Because I know there's disabled people that,
I look at disabled people as everybody else.
Yeah, but I get offended because you always try to disable people like it's like you're the only type of disabled person that exists that don't, you know, have certain things going on with them. It's disabled people that can't move their body, bro. It's disabled people that only they use, they have to whistle or blow. They can't even talk. And your softwares and things have been created for them to operate how you would in a machine with talk and say hi and just all kind of things. You sitting there sitting in this damn lobby like some disabled bum. It's like, come on, man.
You're not some disabled bum oppression, bro. I didn't put you in the space to be talking to people and be just a disabled bum. And
I'm not a disabled bum. I'm not just sitting around. I'm not just getting by.
You are talking about disabled people like you're talking about disabled people like you're a disabled bum. And when I say a bum, it's different than a homeless or relocated. Because I like to call people that don't have a place to stay relocated, okay? Because that's not where they intentionally wanted to be. As a whole, individually, people got different things going on. But as a whole, everybody, things that people want across the board, people want steak, people want lobster. People don't have a place to stay. They want steak and lobster. And some of them eating steak and lobster. Let's be honest. They're eating steak and lobster. And it's not at the garbage can. They're buying something. As you think they're not buying something, I'm trying to explain to you, bro. It's people saying, hey, that's a homeless woman. She's this and that. She ain't got no place to stay. But I can tell you this. It's, I mean, you may think this vain, but it's some of the most attractive women you ever met that don't got a place to stay. And you wish you had an opportunity, but we create all this combination of cross-contamination, right? So when I say these things to you, I want you to understand, we are comedians by trade. But if you use this oppression, bro, it's like a tea kettle whistling, right? When a tea kettle starts whistling, you don't just let the moment keep whistling. You're supposed to turn the water off. Mm-hmm. And you got to know when you're turning off something so you can enjoy it. And you got to understand your experience is not other people's responsibility to be a hostage or use you like like a shoulder puppet. You know. And once you understand this true thing, because the disability this guy got, man, it's almost amazing. If we do a 10-year, 15-year, just doing some things with this guy.
I just got so many of them.
Let me finish, sir, because you're gonna undermine what I'm telling you. We do 10 to 15 things in his life and truly move him. He realized he's not moving at his pace. He's moving at other people's pace of what they think of him. So he's kind of like he's antagonizing people by living disability to a capacity where it's making him suffer. I said, hey, you're a comedian. You're supposed to exaggerate this shit. You ain't supposed to really live this suffocating bullshit. He's suffocating himself to make other people feel like he should be disabled like a fucking slave. He's slaving disability to another level. It's like, bro, this is not what it's about, bro. Having health issues does not kill your soul, man. And you're living with a disability. And he's not even living that way. It's like, bro, this is a scam. You're scamming people to think that you're more disabled than you really are. What do I mean by that? He's getting scammed too, believe me, because he's not getting resources that he's supposed to get. I'm not saying he's scamming like he's getting some kind of fucking government assistance that he deserves. I think he's supposed to be getting more than that because of his health issues. But what I'm saying is he's scamming people on his ability that he can truly he can make things happen, even though he got the worst elements that he thinks is. I mean, he always tried to make this seem like he's a fucking superhero of disability. Like, he feel like his disability is so bad that it makes people regular feel like, oh, the boogeyman coming home. I got to run because the boogeyman is in the room. I'm saying to you is your element is so super because you can technically get out of your problem that you think that is limiting you based on what people have define you as being disabled. You can rewrite that because you have to technically, I see it. It's the ability. He has the ability, all the shit he's born with, he has the ability to beat this shit. I don't mean beat. Like, life is always giving you opposition. But he has the ability to redefine his disability that people have pit him in and move through that and be successful more than people around him have been. That's what I'm saying. That's what I know he has the ability. And I've been knowing this a long time, but this guy, his words, he want me to say things almost like I'm on eggshells. And so he let on, he can sit there and be uncomfortable even more because he want to have privacy. He want to be isolated. He want to torture himself, isolation. And I'm like, hold on a second, man. This ain't no privacy to destroy yourself. I ain't got no time for this. You have privacy to go to sleep. You have privacy to do intimate things with women. Privacy, that's privacy, okay? But the thing is, you ain't no privacy to kill yourself. Ain't no privacy there. You ain't no private, no private moment to kill yourself. And that's what we deal with. Don't you think so?
Indeed.
So those out there, I don't give you privacy to kill yourself. You got to dial Smiles' clock, not on my clock. And that's what I'm trying to get him to understand. Come on, man, help some people, man. I'm living. I'm the only one suffering. Damn it, I'm Uncle Scrooge. Like, he acts like he's Uncle Scrooge, like offspring that was hiding in some cave where money was growing or something. Now you got nothing to say?
Okay.
Everybody, right now we're at 7:45 p.m. We are at Friday, and the date. Was the dude at Perky Pig or the other dude?
It's April 16th, 2021. 7:46. You're on the program, Comedian Organic. Okay. Please get involved. Join us in our conversation. Join us in our plight. You know, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Now stop all the TV commercial static. You got the old, remember the old black and white TV had all that static when you had it on the wrong channel station? It's going to all that.
Yeah,
you
had
to try to make sure the app kind of, people try to put Moonfall on it. People did all kinds of stuff to make sure that, hey, turn it, man. And you get on the station, and if it ain't right, you hear the static. That's how it sounds. Now, take this time to truly, communities, because we do with different communities, and, you know, one of the things we allow people to malfunction illegally, throwing great people's spirit into the trash and taking the things that they're continually molding to destroy people. You know, like some of this stuff is growing naturally, bro. Some of these things are growing naturally. You know, have you ever seen weeds type? It's sitting there, start getting into the, you know, harvest. You know, some people have some great gardens and things. You start seeing weeds grow, right?
Yeah.
And you start thinking about how the weeds, how they start looking like, you know, things that don't look healthy, right?
Uh-huh.
So what I'm saying to you is, when you get to the point where you feel fat, don't, man, come on now, man. You're not in this space because you sitting here being taken to some kind of psychological straitjacket and place, and you sitting here, man, come on now, bro. That's not what we're doing here. We're not sitting here exploiting that. That's, you know, we don't sit over here, put the show jacket on. I mean, there's some people out there really have problems, bro. I want to spend all the time just acting like disabled. I mean, come on, bro. Who want to act like disabled? Who want to be disabled? Come on now, man. Who want to act disabled and disabled? There's too many of those things, bro. Even said, people say, man, people are just disabled. But yeah, but damn, you don't got your way to be disabled. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't walk your way to be disabled.
I don't. Every day I try to overcome the beast. Got to climb over that lump.
Hey. Come on now, man. Use the same old story like a wino that told me he can get sober. Come on now, man.
All right.
You're not getting better because you are being pushed. You're not getting better because you have conditioned yourself to be available. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You have conditioned yourself to be available like it's part of a gang that you're trying to become the conqueror of this problem. And the problem, you know, who wants to be the conqueror of something? Look at this. When people buy parts from Pick and Pull, do they? Oh, man. Free promotion. But my point. Do they go there and buy a brand new car? No, they don't. They don't go there to buy a brand new car. So you try to go to people that's considered normal, that like pick and pull parts mentally. They like pick and pull parts. All you can do is possibly use certain things from them. But you realize you're coming from a space that you can redefine what disability look like, what the resources and the posture of what it surely mean as you as a person. And once you change the posture, what it means to be a person in general, human being, and its factors, you're not living with this kind of constantly trying to act like you're in a unified school district class or special ed, that it just seems like they're making these, some of these special ed people be like they're not homeless and relocated. It's like they make that whole system in some places, it go overboard. They're not bringing a system where these people are inspired to be in school. Some people, they're dealing with so many things emotionally, psychologically, coming from their homes. Because, like, imagine being disabled. Your disability was like being locked inside a canned good, dealing with problems, and you got 50,000 items that you're on a shelf behind, never really being seen to be free because people don't want the thing. They say, oh, I'm saving this for emergency. Like, your disability is emergency for them. Man, what does that mean? That means that they will always bring you out there to be, that they deal with a problem, and you're just talking through a problem. They're not giving you a place where you can be truly free and be at a healthy setting and seeing what your ability is being used at. When we're doing music and doing different, you know, boards and systems, it's a team of people working these boards. Now, some people, you know, they're exception to the rule, right? Well, average is a team of people working different parts of the board and system, right?
Oh, yeah.
So why do you think, as an individual, why do you think you put through everything? Because you ain't got a team. That's what I'm telling you, bro. Once you get a team, you don't feel the same stress. So just look at it that way. Stop looking like, oh, can you please give me some resources for my ability? They're like, you got all this ability? It's just popping in the head. Give me that goal out of your spirit.
I don't want to be like that. And I want to make sure none of our
okay, man, it's not about everybody. This guy is so stiff with being overboard and trying to be serious. This is and you know, it's always time. It's to say, it's a time and a place for everything. If you have the capacity where people are losing their lives, bro, and you sitting here locked in your, man, there's too many other people got worse things to deal with at the moment. Deal with devastation and somebody, man, you don't like that. Sometimes you can get some inspiration from someone dealing with devastation that have not necessarily been through the problem you're dealing with, devastation, someone losing someone. And they just, you know, sad. It may tell you something that's just naturally lined up what's going on. You know, it may be like a masseuse mixed with getting acupuncture. It may give you all the things you need. You're like, whoa, you got the problem, and this person's still there. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is you need to be, probably need to be on someone who got more problems than you, so you can see what problems really is. You don't want to have them problems, man.
Right.
I know, bro. This man, he got scoliosis. And everybody know it's different degrees of scoliosis. I understand this, man. I understand that I'm not living your hand. But you don't want me to take a teaspoon of water and drip it on top of your head every 3 seconds. That's torture.
Yes.
So you want me to torture with disability. You don't want me to do that. If I just talk about disability, disability, you'd be like, oh, this is more pressing than anything. So you don't want people to go around just overloading you with disability, because then you'll be overloaded with a problem that you don't necessarily got. So stop looking for disability like you're in a little pond. You're in the ocean. Your resources that you think you don't have is beyond what you think you have, and people are pulling from all your life. People are pulling from your sweat. People are pulling from your gas. It's making them laugh. All these things. You'd be surprised what the spirit pulled from, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? If you're going to sit here and just give them this, when they get past you, all they're going to try to respond to is to give you more sad shit. You don't need to be, it's like, you don't want someone just to come up and then just throw sad at you, do you? Because now they're using your problem against you. It's who you help all the time in life. It's how it works. And when they get free, they start showing you things that got them free, but they won't give you necessarily things to get you out of it, right? Some people, like, for example, it's like, oh, yeah, you help me out. Here, you like a cold glass of water. I mean, like, sometimes people just need something. You know what I mean? Like, you help somebody make $1 million, just say, or make whatever. I don't want to get, I apologize, everybody. I'm not allowed to use that term because when we start talking about money and finance, it start making people's spirit become evil, saying things, especially because we're not doing a business contract with people as an individual. So when I say that, it inspires people to have evil and things in their spirit. I know. When you're inspiring people, good or bad, you have to be careful how you're attaching it, because it's about responsibility at the same time. We have responsibility to be happy. We have responsibility to not undermine people that's going through things. We understand how they're maybe locked on the trigger because they lost the key. Some people lost the key to the actual safe. Some people lost things, so they locked out of their own things that maybe be better. Once they open it up, they may have better resources than you realize. But if they don't lock them, but someone can open that up for them, maybe they're left out with anger saying that I got something better inside, right? And I'm saying to you, bro, you got so many abilities, man. It's like this, what you're talking about is that's a past step, bro. You're looking at that like that's an ancestor, bro. What you're talking about, it's not dead. But I'm saying your resources, what you have, is way beyond what you're going about it, man. Really. Everybody, thank y'all for tuning in to the show. Thank my co-host.
That's the one and only Talk Dude. There's also one and only of me.
Yeah. And you know this, dude. Ha-ha.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All of you decide, please. I want to thank everyone who might hear us at this point and know that you can get all our shows off the web on Blog Talk Radio. You know, do something nice. Do a little bit special for yourself, for your community. Make this a gorgeous world to live in. Make this an ideal world. It can be done.
Cool, man. They're talking to you, man. They're hearing you. They can't speak. That's my thing, speaking, hearing everything you're saying. They can't talk. Speak to those people that truly hear you. When they say, you are there, man. Don't hide from this. You're already there, man. There's no reason to get there and start hiding from yourself. Start saying what you really mean. Start saying, hey, be inside of your happiness as you want to be inside of others, enjoying your happiness. Come on now, man.
All right. Okay. Good people. So,
thank you.
Let me tell you, it all matters. Oh. You can do it every single day, even in the smallest kind of ways. You can just basically help your community, help yourself. None of us are truly that held back.
You know, as people are really, like, they hear you with your Torex, and it's like, it's just like really, like, and he's like, you know, one of the people that is shy about his Torex. He really feels embarrassed. And there's people that's really like, what are you embarrassed about? Like, man, you'd be surprised how people really mess with you, dude. Like, really, like, on your team, and you just ain't around people. This is Comedian Organic OK. Thank my co-host. Thank everyone for tuning in to the program. And thank those that in the future, this is in the future, I'd like to say thank you for your journey that you have freed up on our actual arrival, allowing us to, you know, offer you and entertain you for your spirit and what you're dealing with at this particular time in life. For those out there dealing with opposition, death, and dealing with opposition that your heart have never found the actual rewards in that moment, like I say, I appreciate you. I'm an extension of your ability and what you've been creating. Thank you, everyone. This community, Organic OK.
Good night. Good night. Thank you and good night. You've been listening to Comedian Organic OK and Talk Dude. Make the world a better place.